Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by Bamasui Zen's senior Dharma teacher, Carolyn Morley. So when I was asked to give this Dharma talk today, my mind's been all over the place, and I'm having a lot of difficulty kind of pulling all these different threads together. And I imagine some of you have ideas too that are running wild, and you can't kind of stop them. Or maybe you're like that monk and you're running around in your head trying different things out, but running into a wall. When I would feel this way, one of my teachers would say to me, and said often, just entrust yourself to the Dharma. Just entrust yourself to the universe. Just entrust yourself to the Buddha mind. Do you know how irritating it is that I don't say that? But I found practicing that, in my experience, we're already entrusting ourselves. When our foot goes down to the floor, we don't say to ourselves, well, I have faith that the floor will meet my foot. I believe, I'm trying to believe that my bottom will rest on the cushion when I lower it down. The cushion will meet my bottom. We're already entrusting ourselves. And it's pretty amazing, because here I am, one of billions of human beings careening around a ball of fire on a sphere that's spinning in space, and yet I have no trouble at all entrusting myself to the floor, entrusting my finger to scratch my back. This is the Buddha Dharma. This is reality. This is Buddha reality. And it is pretty amazing. So there is a place for us to go. Right here. When we can't pull those ideas together. When we hit a wall in a koan. When someone in our lives dies, and all around us, it's speaking to us all the time, buzzing and humming and certifying and dialoguing and preaching the Dharma in sentient and sentient beings everywhere, and responding to us. There's a poem I came across in an old Japanese text called the Manyoshu from the 8th century. And maybe the poet was a Buddhist, maybe not. He certainly wasn't a Zen Buddhist at that time in Japan. But he's very famous. You all know him. His name is Anonymous. Anyway, the poem that struck me as very Zen-like, the poet says, journeying, I fall to longing. If not for the cry of the blue heron, I would die of longing. He longs and the universe responds, the blue heron. So I also found that one of the passages in our chat book kind of addresses the same question of where do we go when we reach that point where we can't pull it together. This is Daimin Katagiri Roshi, and he starts out, if we walk in the desert and cannot see the end, it is not necessary to become irritated. Ha ha. Usually, we don't see, if we don't see the end, and we don't know what, let's see, if we don't see the end, we don't know what to do. Or if the end is far away, we become upset. When we think of how to master Zazen or attain enlightenment or understand Zazen as taught by the Buddha, we become exhausted. When those questions make our head ache, we should forget thinking. Just practice. In the Buddha's world, there is no end. Forget about the end and take one step, like an elephant or a turtle. The Buddha's world, this Buddha Dharma, and when our thoughts have exhausted us, when our head aches, then just sit and take one step, like an elephant, like a turtle, like a Buddha.